Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
From Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean, you will be entertained.
Yes. Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show. Another episode. My goodness, how far we've came.
We've come.
We've came and come many times.
Okay.
Oh boy.
All right. I think, see, Chameleon, you guys, he had a very delicious slice of cake. A little earlier, so I think the sugars.
Maybe. I'm just excited. Love what I do, and we get paid for it too, so it's amazing.
Yeah.
Or at least I do.
Yeah. Well, nice, interesting shirt there, by the way.
Oh, this little thing.
Yeah.
This little thing right here.
Equa screwed.
No.
Equa fudged.
Bleep. We got to bleep that out.
Yeah.
You could see it there. Yeah. When the Equifax scam came around, right. I decided to make a shirt about it. Represent.
Yeah. It's Equifax, but with a U instead of Vax. So you get it.
Yes. Thanks for breaking that down there.
Yeah. Because we got to get creative, right?
I do.
Mean, that was pretty messed up what they did.
Yeah.
And then they were sending emails to the people that were affected saying it had like a waiver in them that you won't sue us and so forth.
Yeah.
And now they got slammed with like a multi-million dollar lawsuit.
Which is not going anywhere.
No, I mean, I haven't heard anything about it. And each individual was going to get like $200 for their identity stolen at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, we broke it down. Yeah, We're getting pennies to the dollar.
It was a class action lawsuit. So typically that's what happens. But anywho, you know, who's counting?
In a nutshell, real quick, did you find out that was just a whole, you know, it was actually like an indie guy or somebody basically kind of just hacked into it. It was a job interview. And he was like, listen,
Wait a minute. No, okay, see. You got that information from some know-it-all you used to work with.
Right. But this guy knows it all, and he's pretty smart. He says he knows it all. So you got to believe those knows-it-all guys.
He's a know-it-all.
He's
so
a know-it-all. He's one of those guys. Hey, man, I know it all. I'm like, oh, wow, okay. Tell me more.
How does it feel to know it all?
I know. Well, I don't. But this guy did. And he told me it was a job interview. And the guy got the job and he was able to hack into it. And he was able to, you know, take all the information. Nothing got stolen. No one got their identity stolen or anything like that. It was basically just a scare to say, listen, I'm good. I'm good at what I do. Here we go. Let me show you. And he did it. Anyways.
No, so yeah, all he did was hack in to prove to them that it was hackable.
Exactly. Just easy to hack into. Your system is not secure. Let me show you.
Well, you know, they didn't say that.
They didn't, because they're like, oh, it's still under investigation. So that's the part where I explained to him, like, well, why are they trying to hide it?
Yeah.
He didn't have an answer.
I guess he didn't know it all.
I guess he didn't know all that information.
Yeah, that's typically the thing that happens when people don't know it all.
Yeah.
Or think they do.
Well, happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you, Chameleon.
You had a birthday recently.
I did.
How did you enjoy your birthday?
Well.
Of giving birth.
Yeah. The day I was birthed. The date I was birthed. Well, you took me to, the chameleon took me out.
That's right, I did. That's right. And where did I take you?
It's funny. You probably don't remember, that's
I don't. I blacked out like mid through.
why. Wonderful restaurant, Coco Palms.
Coco Bombs.
Yeah, it's a Cuban restaurant, very delicious
Yeah,
food.
very great food. Very
And
good.
there it's like this mansion-esque on top of a hill in the Pomona area. It's very lovely at night. And you know what? I mean, I loved it when we sat outside, and you know, that was
Yeah,
great.
that was really cool.
And you ordered Saint Helena.
I ordered a wine. It was a white Chardonnay from Saint Helena,
Napa Valley,
Napa
right?
Valley area.
It
Yep.
was so good. I tried it.
Oh yeah, very good stuff.
Yes, it was so
I recommend
delicious.
it.
But you know what made me a little bit sad? So the restaurant has like this parrot. It's held hostage in a cage outside as you enter. And I
Yeah.
know we've been there before, and I remember they had more birds. I think they're either dying of boredom or they're up for sale. Like, if anyone inquires about it, I'm sure they'll be like, yeah, you can go ahead and purchase one from us. I have a feeling. I can't, you know, don't. I'm not saying that's what it is, but I have a feeling that it could be something like this. Anyways, this bird looked, it's a parrot, and it looked bored to death.
Beautiful
Beautiful,
parrot.
beautiful, beautiful. I felt really bad for it, and it's under like a disco ball. It was at night, and the poor thing was like trying to close its eyes, and it couldn't really get much rest because of the disco
Yeah,
ball.
there's like flashing lights of different colors, and it was just trying to sleep and kept waking up.
It's really, I wanted to have a chat with the manager and discuss this. And it's funny because Chameleon said, okay, well, I'll be waiting in the car.
I'm not going to deal with that. Nah. Whenever you got some energy to like go and tell people off and this the
It's
confrontation,
not
I just
telling,
don't,
no,
yeah,
but
I don't want to deal with
I do
it.
not tell people off. I don't tell
No,
people
but you
off.
have this energy
I
sometimes.
direct
Yeah,
myself.
and I just didn't want to deal with it. I you know, we had a very romantic,
Yeah,
nice
I know,
time, and I
and
didn't
I
want
let
to.
it go because you know they were closing anyways, and I was like, all right, I'll let it go. I'll just call them, or I'll alert
Let
PETA.
it go. Let it go.
No, but you know what? There's this bird, and we gotta free the bird, man.
Which I don't agree why they have to sell the birds. Aren't they wildlife? They're free anyways. They kept half they they're kept ha they kept they are kept captive. That's what I'm trying to say.
Did you have another one of those wines today,
No,
Chameleon?
not yeah, I'm still
Okay,
recovering.
just making sure.
And they're like, yeah, sure, we'll sell it to you. But it's like this wildlife. I don't get that, where they can sell something that's
Well, that was
already
my theory.
wild, you
No, I
know?
didn't say that's exactly what they did. That's my theory. But yes, you're right about why they would have it in a cage like that, because it is a it's a beautiful animal that belongs in the wilderness.
We're even pet shops too, you know what I mean?
And the animal isn't even, it's not even a large, that large of a cage. I mean,
Yeah.
yes and no, because you can never ever compare a cage, a bird cage, with the freedom of nature. You can
Right.
never. So it's never going to be the right substitute regardless. But it was just, it was alone. And aren't they social animals? And it was just so
Yeah.
lonely. I could feel, I could just feel the energy.
Yeah.
And it was just, is
No, I
meant to be
agree. It
set
was
free.
not very cool how they do that.
So
Yeah,
that kind of put a damper on my night when I saw
it's
that.
only there for show and for people to be like, "Oh, wow, a parrot." Oh, and then they're like, "Pretty bird, pretty bird, can you say Polly wants a cracker?" And all this other stuff, and it's just like, "Leave me alone.
Yeah,
I want to
totally.
be alone and try to sleep."
Well,
If parrots could talk, they'll sound like that.
well, we had a fantastic moving on after
Yeah.
well, by the way, in regards to my belated birthday, I
Yeah.
did also write a birthday piece. You know, you
On your cake,
guys, no, I
birthday
didn't
piece.
know. It's
Happy birthday to me.
it's a birthday piece, a blog. I do blog on the side as well,
Oh,
and
that's right. All the real parts, right?
it can be seen at alltherealparts.com.
Okay.
And it's pretty much it was a blog piece about every day being your birthday, really, when you think about it.
Yeah.
We wait for a specific date, but every day is our birthday because we live in the present, and the present is a gift. And
I agree with that.
Yeah, you don't have to wait to feel like you came into this world for a purpose.
I mean,
when we celebrate birthdays, it's typically because we want to celebrate, I don't know what you've done.
Yeah.
But sometimes people don't. Well, I mean, you know, what are you doing to feel liberated, something artistic, something out there other than a corporate
9-to-5
restrictive
kind of
life?
Cubicle job, yeah. Right.
Yeah, so anyways, I touch, you know, the main points. And so it can be read on alltherealparts.com under my column, Mariella Talks. All right.
All right.
All right.
You make me want to just do something. Please. Make me feel so alive.
Come on.
Let's just free
the parrot.
That's
and
why
ourselves.
We do this show. That's We're right. not living the 9-to-5 job. We're out there doing something great.
And it's okay to
speaking to you wonderful people out there who are watching and listening.
Okay, are you done?
To us.
It's okay to have the 9-to-5, but just don't be
right.
slave to it.
Yeah, just don't be a slave. Exactly.
You know, but anyways, moving on. I know that we had a fabulous time last night. Okay.
Yeah, we did.
We had a fabulous time last night. We attended a show performed by Pamela Clay and Bruce Bermudez. The band. They're in the band called Catahoula.
I think it was Viva Catahoula.
No, the band is Catahoula.
Okay, the
and
band
the
is Catahoula.
The place where they performed is the Viva Cantina something.
Yes, Viva Cantina, but the band is called Catahoula.
Yeah,
Catahoula.
oh my goodness, they were phenomenal.
Yes,
and
yes.
They
loved it.
Did the best Tom Petty Running Down a Dream cover song ever.
Yeah. And the guitarist was amazing. I mean, he shreds.
His nickname is the Emperor, you guys.
It should be Shredder. His name should be Shredder because he's just shredding all the time. His fingers became like little
Mush.
Shredded cheese, you know, because he was shredding so much. He burned his fingers through. He was just amazing. Everyone there is like just amazing. The bass player, it was cool.
And Bruce Bermudez, he worked in the special effects for big movies. For example, he worked in Jurassic Park and also when we arrived last night, you know, the infamous, if you guys have seen Scary Movie 2,
yeah,
that infamous scene where the doorknob, right?
The doorknob, yeah.
It's like what, brass ball.
Brass ball. I mean, you got this like sculpture of a guy, you know,
and it's just out there.
A small little wiener. And then these big brass balls as like, you know, and that's what you use. You have to swing them against the door, you know,
yeah.
To, you know, hello.
So he made that.
Yeah.
He crafted that, you guys.
He's got a little too much time on his hands, if you ask
it's
me.
It's his
but
job.
It's
hey,
his job, I
come
know.
Come on. That's a fun job.
Right.
And it's right now, I believe it's an auction. So if you guys want a piece of that, check out Bruce Bermudez on a... I think is a social media page, but anyways, it's something out there, and it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I asked you want to hold it, take a photo of it, but you didn't want to do that.
Too many hands has been all over it, and I don't feel right touching another man's balls. I don't know, it's kind of weird if you ask me, but
well. We had a fantastic time last night, and happy belated birthday to Bruce once again.
Yep. That's crazy because you guys were kind of like similar birthdays, you know,
yeah,
like the day after.
Yeah, we're only a few days apart. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, but I'm sorry, Strange. You were just ticking me off lately.
What now?
Well, first of all, let's do a little plug because I know how much you like this. Go ahead. Go ahead and do it. I know you're going to do it eventually.
Do what?
You.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay.
Talk
so
about this book
I've
here.
I've been reading this book called Zapped. It is by Anne Louise Gittleman. Or is it Louise?
You should know. You're the one that bought the book.
Anne Gittleman I'm not great with middle names, actually.
Gittleman.
Anne Gittleman.
Anne Louise Gittleman.
Anne Gittleman.
Whatever. Sure.
Anne Gittleman.
Anne Gittleman. Anne Gittleman.
Is that how I sound?
Anne Gittleman. Yes, that is the name.
Okay, well, zapped. Why your cell phone shouldn't be your alarm clock in 1,268 ways to outsmart the hazards of electronic pollution.
Okay, first of all of us are all into technology. It's the wave of the future. It is happening regardless of what you...
fried right now.
Right now, this laptop is frying my brain, but did you see me crying about it? No. Do you see me disconnecting everything? Otherwise, we won't have a show. But, yeah, do me a favor. Kind of hold it up to the light. Let's everyone see it.
Yes. Okay. You guys, look, this is the book.
Okay,
Facebook
Live. Let me
just
get this here.
No!
Let me try to light it on fire here.
No. Okay, well, I know I've been upsetting you lately because I've been unplugging things. Turns out if you have something plugged in, it is still created it's still creating a magnetic field around it.
Right.
But also, if you don't really, if you think, first of all, these are scientific facts.
It has been
proven, okay? And she gets her information from doctors, physicists, scientists, and so on and so forth. So this is, Chameleon has fallen asleep, but even if that doesn't really concern... Even if this doesn't really concern you, think about how much money you would be saving if you unplugged more things in the home.
That's true. I mean, you can save,
yeah.
Well, electricity if it's not being used, right?
No, it's still pulling energy out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing that just kind of irritates is that I'm a big Shark Tank fan, and I'm trying to record my Shark Tank series. And all of a sudden, you know, here you come. All right, I'm going to disconnect the cable box, the television, the internet, all this other stuff.
We got to limit our infrared.
And now my recording just gets erased or interrupted, and now I can't watch it anymore because it got interrupted. But the follow-up is like, all right, let me turn on the TV and follow up. Nope, I got to wait like 20 minutes because it's trying to reboot itself and all that. So it's like... It's just this whole thing. That's a part of it. It's like, you know, you work with me, I'll work with you, and I won't kill you at night.
We're working on it.
We're working on it.
It's a work in progress, you guys,
yeah,
and we're working on it. But let us know if you guys have gone through something similar like this.
Please.
You know, I know that lately I read an article somewhere. I think it was the Hollywood Reporter. Where couples are actually having problems because of Netflix binging. And this happened with you when you finished a series. And I'm like, you finished it without me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We almost split over it. And that's crazy. Got divorced.
I wouldn't say that. But I mean, I think other couples that are, you know, much more into their shows and then... can be far more affected by it, but it's causing problems. Netflix is becoming a problem, like the millennial issues. You know, back in the days, it was what was it? What kind of issues did people have back in the days? Actually,
a lot of people had issues over finances. Money is one of the top ones. Actually, people fight over
money. The top reason why people get divorced.
Yeah, and fight over
I
things.
I thought they said for better or worse, though.
People
Didn't
fight
those
over the
vows
kids.
Mean anything?
Apparently not. It's just something to say before you get married. You know,
it's just something to say. That's the problem.
Yeah,
it's become like this type of ritualistic repetition, but it doesn't have any value.
Right.
Because we live in the era of disposability, you know. I mean, look, we don't even switch our iPhones. We don't buy a new one because it's old or it broke and it can't be fixed or it's just no longer properly working. We buy a new one because it's just the thing to do because it's, you know, here you can have more memory and store more photos that you won't need. I mean. Galaxy came out with a phone recently where you can go ahead and it's...
Samsung came out with a phone, you mean?
Samsung came out with a phone recently.
Yeah. Galaxy is their model, right?
That's what I meant.
Okay.
But yes.
Just checking.
Samsung
Just checking.
Galaxy. and it's just disposable, unlimited amount of memory, I mean. But for what? And then you can store more photos that you won't look back on. I mean, they're just going to sit there.
Well, the point is to, like, download them on your computer, maybe share them, and maybe create some type of scrapbook or something off it. But people don't do that anymore.
Yeah, they don't do that.
They just store it in their phone, and they're like...
It just sits there.
Yeah. Well, that's why Facebook's out, and everyone does all those posting and Instagram with their photos. At the moment, they try to, like, do all that.
At the moment.
At the moment.
If you can remember, I sometimes don't.
In conclusion, I hate your book, and I hope... I hope it burns somehow.
No,
I'm just kidding. But I do get the point,
book.
Though. I do get the point, and I do agree on some aspects of that because, remove some of the the type of technology and the electronics because there's so much, and it's creating radio frequencies and just too much stuff that is like going to create cancer eventually. You know, this phone
You're
itself
being zapped. Literally
creates
that's why it's
an RF signal. So much that if you have it in your pocket, that's why people get certain cancers on their legs or...
Here's the thing. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I was done. That was it.
That's all you got.
It basically has a lot of radio frequencies, and some of the new Samsungs have so much that it will harm you. Try to keep it at least like six inches.
It's supposed to be at least
six feet.
Okay. When it's in transition, when you're carrying, when you're walking around with the phone, it's supposed to be like 3 inches away, at least 3 inches away from your body.
Okay.
At least three.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Which is nearly impossible because people have to have their phone. In my work, I have to have it with me all the time. I can't just have it 3 feet away unless I have some extension arm and just kind of have it there and be like, okay, let me get to it. All righty. Hello? You know? No.
Well, you know, and they've conducted,
it's hard to do this.
And this is in the in what you get when you first get a phone, in the disclaimer, everything, it covers that you're supposed to have it at least like 3 inches away from you while it's in transition, you're carrying it around. Now, when it's when you're just sitting around and it's next to you, see a lot of people put their phones next to their food that they eat, which I used to. And that's not good because it is sending signals.
Oh, it's sending messages now.
No, it's sending signals.
Oh, okay.
Because, it's all connected.
All right. Can you imagine you're eating your food and your phone sending messages to your food? Wow, this looks great.
That's how it
What sounded. Kind of spice did you use?
Yes, it sounded like I said that.
Yeah.
That was my bad.
Technology now. You never know. All of a sudden it'll be like eating the food for you or something.
Well, there's a smart plate.
That's true.
We were watching
a Shark Tank and a smart plate that has that technology, little cameras.
That's not good. RF. That's going to be a lot of RF.
That tells you what the ingredients are.
It's going to radiate
your
food,
if it's healthy.
Guys. No, I'm not doing
If you
that.
Should eat it or not, if it's poison.
No. Like right now I have my phone right here, but it's in airplane mode. So it's safe.
Oh, okay.
But yes, I understand you hate my book. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Now.
Yeah.
In addition,
yes.
The woman that wrote this book, she had...
What's her name again?
Ann Gittleman. She had a tumor right here near her salivary gland, which is very rare.
Okay.
And she does admit, that she used to practically live on her phone. She used to do a lot of traveling, so on and so forth, and business meetings. When I remember I had a dentist appointment like 5 years ago. No, that's not the last time I went to the dentist.
That's the last time you...
No, it's
my
not.
My goodness.
But it was the first time...
They did a great job.
...that someone, the dentist, she did this type of inspection. She was inspecting around my throat where the salivary glands are.
Okay.
And she...
Isn't
and
she
I asked
supposed
her,
to check her... Your teeth?
I know.
Not your gland?
I know. So I ask her, what are you doing? And she let me know ahead of time. I'm just going to go ahead and do a little bit of inspection and make sure that, you don't have any lumps. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? She said that recently a lot of people are coming up with tumors around their throats, around their salivary glands. And I said to her, oh, wow. Could it be because of cell phone use? And she was like, no, no, it's not that. But you see, because, you know, the establishment wouldn't teach them that. You know, that's not what they learn when they go to dental school or whatever. But you got to look into the information that's out there and the scientific data.
Right.
Like.
She is a doctor.
In this book, Zapped. There you go. So, you know, you just got to make your own conclusions, but just be careful.
And that's all she wanted to represent. Just kind of be more careful.
But it really will drive you crazy the first few chapters that you read.
Yeah. I only read like maybe three lines and I was like, oh my God.
Ceiling fans produce magnetic fields above that floor.
Right.
So you're okay below it, but above
it. So if there's a ceiling fan above me, the person on the floor above.
Yeah.
Will get cancer or something.
Well,
or will die or zapped. What's going to happen?
No, it's just it really affects us.
Okay.
Because cells are very sensitive, especially to magnetic fields like that.
Especially mine. My cells are very sensitive.
I don't think you have any.
Hey, how dare you?
I'm kidding.
No, it's true.
But man, I was watching, when we got home last night, super late, I was watching reruns of Drugs, Inc. And I know, it's pretty...
kind of random. Why would you watch that?
Well...
There's something you're not telling us, Strange?
No, it's not. There's nothing. It's really eye-opening just how many people are addicted to cocaine and just how much of it is out there. I mean, addiction.
Guilty. No, I'm just kidding.
No, no, no. That's not good. That's not good.
Yeah.
But let me tell you.
Excuse me. Must something on this microphone.
You know, 99% of currency has traces of cocaine.
Really?
That's what I got out of watching Drugs Inc. last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
And also, terrible, terrible. I mean, they also featured this porn star that she was like down an actor. She couldn't find someone to do her to produce her film. You know, this is like top quality Sundance Film Festival quality. You guys.
Uh huh.
So she was running like a chicken with her head cut off. Because she couldn't find an actor, and
you can't make a film with your head cut off.
And so she calls her drug dealer. She's like, "Oh my gosh, you know, I need my crack." So, so she calls her drug dealer, and he arrives, and then she goes, "Hey, do you think that you you can go ahead and start my film? I'm down an actor." And he's like,
"Down an actor."
And then when he gets in the car, the cameras catch him saying, "Nah, man, I don't do that stuff. Okay, I'm a businessman."
Smart businessman.
But you know, in truth is, she couldn't find anyone to screw her.
Yeah. That makes sense.
That's pretty funny. But yeah. She...
Chan away from my area.
From your phone area. From your laptop area.
Yes.
Well, so she calls Ron Jeremy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, and then, of course, everybody knows Ron Jeremy.
Everybody knows Ron Jeremy. I mean, come on. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. His penis can be seen in space. I mean, even NASA calls him up, be like, I'm sorry, Ron, we didn't mean to intrude. And he's like, "That's quite all right."
Well, so I hear. I haven't seen anything of remotely that would showcase that, because you can't unsee that. You can't unsee that.
Right.
So, whatever. But, okay, stop doing that. Gosh.
I'm not. Hey, take it easy there.
Stop. I mean, I don't know why you Smithers. Have to do that. Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll just blame it on Smithers.
Yeah.
Well, moving on.
Moving on.
This terrible...
From Ron Jeremy's
production nightmare.
Yeah.
Animal testing is banned. It's officially banned in California. Well, it will take effect in 2020, Jerry Brown signed the bill this Friday so he can let prison inmates loose into the streets of California. Kudos for ending animal testing in California, because, you know, you got to balance the scale a little bit.
Yeah.
If you balance it with saving the bunnies and the precious animals, then it's okay. I mean, right? You can't have it both ways, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, and that's good for him in a sense of doing that, but yeah, either way, it's like, it kind of sucks because, you know, he's still doing some damage and he's not really helping so far, but he is, you know, helping the animal testing kind of go by, and he's helping in some way.
Give him a break. I said, did you not just hear what I said?
Give him a break, all right?
I said kudos to him for doing this.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, now we got prison inmates, you know.
Okay, so.
Released into the wild. So I guess we can use them as testing now, huh?
That's an idea.
They want to be animals. Sure. They're like animals in a sense.
Some people can act like animals. Some people can act like vicious animals. Sometimes worse than animals. And that's the truth, okay? But you're looking at me super weird. I had a moment there.
Uh-huh.
I was very serious.
You were very serious. I was like, whoa. Where's this going?
Uh-oh. Well, you know what? Jerry Brown has said that crime has gone down, but there's a trick to it. Because he made a lot of, you know, like robberies, car theft, violent assaults a misdemeanor. So yeah, when you don't have felonies into the mix, it's going to show as, oh, well, crime has been reduced, because truth is these felonies that used to be felonies have now been reduced to misdemeanor counts. So that's how he can get away with, you know, it's all trivial factoids. It's, you know, just crap. But truth is, since he took effect with this bill of releasing people and so forth, I mean, what are they calling it? Not homelessness, but they're calling it, what is that term they're using?
How much have you had to drink?
Not enough. Not enough, sir.
Yes, I like when you call me sir.
No, but, you know, it's something that they're not really getting into. And I'm not going to start now.
Okay.
Yeah. Gravency.
Gravency. There we go.
It's not even, it's just some technical term, you know, in regards to the homeless population being so.
Maybe it might be in this
being
book.
Being aggravating.
Maybe you can find out. Maybe it's somewhere around here.
No, I'm not going to find it in there.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, did you watch SNL last night?
No. I didn't.
You and a lot of people aren't watching SNL lately.
Not because it's getting too political. It's getting too, like, let's talk about Trump. Let's talk about this and Jerry Brown or whatever. Like, everything's just
By the way, no one's mentioning Jerry Brown on SNL. That's
okay.
Just
well, okay, I'm just throwing that out there. But they do a lot of politics in there. And it's just, now it's become, it's not even, you know, it should be like Saturday Night Live politics or something. Just nothing but politics. And it's just, it's so annoying. So I don't, there's some things that are funny, but otherwise I'm not really into it anymore. I don't watch it. I miss it when, like, you know, Steve Martin was in there and the greats. I mean, Adam Sandler, everyone back in the day used to be on that. David Spade. I mean, what happened? Now everyone's just, you know, they're funny, but it's just too political for my taste.
Hey, didn't we see David Spade a few months ago?
Yeah. Yeah, we did at a, what was it? Some comedy improv.
Mm-hmm. At the Hollywood
Improv.
And didn't you say that he was doing the same jokes that he's been? No? Were they new jokes? No, I think they were new jokes.
Their own new jokes, but he has to continue his set for, like, other places, so he may have repeated it a bunch of times, but. And then Sarah Silverman, I think we went over this of how lame she was. No offense to Sarah Silverman, but that night, she was having
a tough night.
It was a tough night because she got really defensive over someone that passed away. you know, I forgot his name, but someone said something like, yeah, like supporting. And you're like, what up? And she started going off and swearing. It was crazy. Are you all right?
Yeah, I zapped? I think I just got zapped because I blanked out because I was remembering what we witnessed.
Yeah, was crazy. Everyone was just dead silent.
But Chevy Chase has also said that he's not even a fan of SNL, but he wasn't as nice as you said it. I mean, he's really just slamming SNL.
Oh, really?
Saying that he was the best there ever was. Oh, I know, I don't know if he said that. But
now you're putting words in his mouth.
Yeah, I am now.
That's going to spread over the place.
But
now,
Matt Damon, actually, he was on SNL last night, and he was great as Brett Kavanaugh. If you guys haven't seen it, it is such a hilarious skit. I mean, it's really funny. But to really get it, you have to have seen the Brett Kavanaugh trials, the Brett Kavanaugh meeting, judiciary meeting, happening live when it actually occurred, which
I did see that you showed me.
I watched it, and wow, I mean, there's nothing like watching something like that live, let me just tell you. I was going to wait until, you know, I was like, oh, I'll just watch this later on YouTube, but it's really just not the same. But they did a fantastic job, SNL and Matt Damon.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Like a back-to-back kind of thing.
Yeah.
Cool.
But, you know, one of the things that they discussed with the FBI doing investigations, truth is the FBI only looks into actions, one, that have been done after someone turns 18. And also the FBI is notorious for lying. So would an FBI investigation actually even help?
It could be. I mean, that's true. And
I mean, think about it.
They have to withhold certain information because they don't want to give it away and find out that it's false.
They claim that they didn't look into the allegations of Dr. Ford because no one really was. It was as if no one was. All her witnesses, quote unquote, weren't corroborating. I mean, they were saying that, no, that didn't happen. So it was just a lot of he said, she said because of that. And now, and a journalist said, well, if you get the FBI involved, you know, people might change their minds, might cooperate, and all of a sudden they remember something. But truth is, the reason why it was never really investigated was because it happened before he was 18. Before, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's that, but, I mean, it doesn't really matter now because in the court of public opinion, he's guilty.
Yeah.
You know, so it doesn't really matter, I think, in a sense.
Doesn't really matter.
But Cosby was finally sentenced.
Oh, finally.
3 to 10 years in prison.
Wait, and after, 3 to 10 years?
After 3 years, he can seek parole.
Okay.
I knew you were going to ask that, which is why I wrote that down in my notes. Yeah, because after 3 years, he can seek parole.
That doesn't seem like long enough from all that he's done.
So many people came forward, and all he got was 3 to 10 years.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem fair.
How old is he now? He's like
100.
Kind of looks like it, but yeah, he's probably 70 something, maybe late 60, 70.
I can look it up, but
so
I really
another
don't 10 care
years.
Too.
I mean, you never know if he gets the full 10, but.
What do you think?
It's kind of tough because I used to watch him growing up. I thought he was funny comedian. But from all these allegations, I mean, these are a lot of people who are saying, you know, this is all true. He drugged me and he did this to me. And it's just like, and he's denying it. Like, if I had the money, and I can easily brush things under the table, under the rug, and just have people be hush-hush, pay them off, and this and that. And that can only last for so long. Then eventually, you know, the weeds start sprouting. You know, you can never get rid of weeds. You know what I mean?
You can't.
You can't.
Bad weeds.
You pull as much as you can from the roots, and they'll just find a way to grow back.
You know, there's a saying in Spanish. It goes, bad weeds never die.
How do you say that in Spanish?
Yerba mala nunca muere.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Yuca mala, yuca mala huele.
Yerba mala.
Yep, what?
Yerba.
Yerba?
Mala.
Mara.
Mala.
Mala.
Nunca.
Nunca.
Muere.
Muere.
O sea,
okay, what was the first one?
Yerba mala.
Yerba mala.
No.
Yerba mala.
Yes.
Yerba mala.
Nunca.
Yerba mala.
Nunca muere.
Nunca muere.
No.
Zap him. Zap him muere. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, that was great.
Yerba mala nunca muere.
Yep.
So,
hit him where it hurts. In translation. Grab the bull
by its horns.
By the horns. By the balls, I was going to say.
No, don't do that. That's terrible.
No, you don't want to do that. Never grab a bull's balls. Try to say that 10 times fast. Bull's balls, bull's balls, bull's balls. Bull's balls, bull's balls.
Oh my gosh. That's funny. Well, yeah, you don't want to do that. You can also get kicked.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been kicked by an animal?
Yeah.
Who? What?
Who?
Who?
Oh, what? Man.
Who, what, where, when?
I don't... All right. It was like a donkey. No, I never been, actually.
Donkeys are so sweet. You know,
yeah, I never been kicked by an animal.
Donkeys are being slaughtered right now that we're on the subject of donkeys. They're being slaughtered in China.
Why?
Because they believe... see, China has all these different myths. Instead of going to the cures of what plants do, because there are some plants out there that have cures and just help healing.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, they believe the idea, the myth, without any evidence proving this fact, that certain animal skins and so on and so forth can, you know, like, oh, the ivory, right? That's why there's so much poaching. They believe that it has medicinal purposes and healing, and it's just all a bunch of mumbo jumbo, and these animals are being killed in terrible ways. And just so there's also the belief that donkey skin holds
some value.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
holds. That's probably purposes. It makes sense, because in the telecommunication industry, you know, that
don't
black
say
thick
it.
Don't cable that comes from the street into the closet or wherever your main point of entry, EMPO, is. They Here call it a donkey dick. No joke. No joke. I mean, I'm just saying, could that be from the donkey? See it? No, right?
No.
Could no.
that be from the donkey?
I'm just kidding.
No.
Since we're talking about donkey.
No, that's just...
It's so crazy. But it's like, isn't there a different term you can call that? Can't you just call it some thick black cable? I mean, or something else. Can't you call it, you know, yes, this is called scrotum.
What would Ron Jeremy call it?
I think he would just call it the Ron Jeremy or something. Yes, this is my replica.
Ew.
I call it the replica.
Gross,
Ron
gross,
Jeremy
gross.
Replica.
Gross. Well, anyway, so... Donkeys are being killed.
Yeah, that's sad, though.
It's so terrible. You
animals
know,
being
one of the,
killed is sad.
They're very shy and gentle animals.
Yeah. They feel. They have emotion. They cry. They have everything that we feel. So it's like, they're, you know,
spirits.
People who just come out and just kill them for meat or pleasure or, you know, to get the next skin development cream or something, whatever
right.
they're using it
yeah.
for is just horrible, and all these people are gonna,
and that's what they're using it for. They believe that it has some type of a youthful purpose. Yeah,
you know,
that helps rejuvenate you.
Yeah, I hope whatever they do,
I hope it ages you 10 times.
I hope they become donkeys. It morphs them into a donkey look, and then that, and all of a sudden they just become donkeys themselves or something. That'd be crazy, huh?
You know that.
Oh, I killed this donkey and I put it on my face. Just all of a sudden become some freaking donkey.
That's really
that
funny.
Would be great.
That would be fantastic. But this reminds me of an episode from the Magic School Bus when one of the
from the magic school bus.
One of the students started eating seaweed crackers, and then on the outside it looked green, but on the inside he was turning orange because in the inside it had like some orange color to it.
Okay.
Orange pigment, and then he was becoming orange. And no one really knew why. Anyways, yeah, it was funny.
Wow.
I was a big fan, okay? I was a big fan of the Magic School Bus, and I learned a lot of good scientific fun stuff.
Interesting.
No, it's not, but thanks for saying.
Oh, no, that was fascinating. Yeah. That's more fascinating than this interesting book by Anne Louise Gittleman, Zapped. I do recommend...
I said Anne Louise Gittleman.
No, you... Did I say Luis? Luis.
I said Anne Louise Gittleman.
Yeah, Anne Louise Gittleman.
And then I just jokingly said, or is it Louis?
No, Luis.
I know Luis. That. I know that. Leave my book alone.
Louis? So, Luis.
Don't touch that.
Yeah. I do recommend you guys should check this out. A little promo for Anne Louise Gittleman. Get the book.
I wonder what she
And then
would
smack
think.
Your lady with it. Ah, I'm just kidding.
You know what? I hope that someone out there doesn't take you seriously.
No, I know. That's true. And then I get a lawsuit. Don't do it.
No,
don't smack
anybody. No
one's going
to sue you.
No need for violence.
No one's going to sue you. But you know what? I got to say,
mail.
Wasn't Cosby the first one that people just... He was like the first celebrity being accused of sexual crimes. Wasn't he? It all began with him.
No, there was other people before him.
Really?
I don't know who, but
the most scandalous one was him. And then after that, it trickled down, it trickled down, it trickled down to Harvey, and then it trickled down to...
Right.
The, you know, I'm only naming, like, the big names, and then Les Moonves.
Miss who?
Les Moonves. He was one of the, like, the CEOs of CBS.
Okay.
See, but I remember it first being Cosby. Because when this came out, it was just worldwide news. I mean, it was national news.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's going to, he's sentenced. So I hope that this is foretelling of, you know, things to come, that these other men that were accused after him, you know, are going to be smacked with some justice here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, hundreds of women.
Hundreds of women.
A lot.
Yeah.
And combined, it's just too many.
How do you get away with something like that, though? That's just like, I mean, how much of these pills or these things do you have to buy? I mean, he has a lot of money. But
who was his supplier?
Yeah, who's the supplier? I
mean, find the supplier.
Yeah.
Ice Cube.
Right. From that movie, 21 yeah, Jump Street.
22. That was 22. Mm. Wasn't it? No, wait.
It was probably
all of them.
Both.
It was, yeah.
Because he kept saying it.
Find the supplier.
Find the supplier. Find the drug dealer or whatever it was after that.
Whatever it was.
Whatever. I'm not very good at lines here.
But
I don't remember what happened yesterday.
You know what? I remember
what?
He was, you know, Bill Cosby used to be. Sit down. He used to be America's dad. He had that reputation. And my mom never liked him. She always thought there was something wrong with him.
Okay.
And now here we are years later.
On who?
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And I was like, no, you're kidding. Oh, come on.
Oh, come on,
Mom. Oh, come on. It's Bill Cosby.
It's Bill
Cosby.
And
then my theory is maybe his son knew something.
The son that he sacrificed. Right? Didn't he die?
No, it was a car accident. I'm saying maybe, what if he knew something?
I do not.
How does he sound?
Well, I did not put the pills in the water.
Anyways, cancel that.
Yeah, cancel that. We're going to cut that out. Yeah. No, we're not going to cut that out. Actually, we're going to keep that in. But I know, just, there's so much going on right now.
So much.
And I'm really just kind of sick and tired of it. I can't stand another alert from everything that's happening right now.
Right.
What are you doing? Now you're balancing my book. If that falls and breaks, you're paying.
How much was this, like,
actually,
$3?
No, it was not. That is such an insult.
$3? $3.99?
To Anne Louise Gittleman.
Okay, how much was it?
But why would you say it was $3?
Well, I don't know. It's a paper bag. It just seemed something not too expensive.
Paper bag?
Hard copy?
It's a hardcover.
Hardcover, I meant.
You know what? You're not familiar with books, Chameleon. I can tell.
Oh, please.
I see that now. I see you're not familiar with books. Yeah.
You're probably right. I'm not. The only thing I read is my internet. I go through. That's my way of reading.
Well, I know you've been working in a mansion lately.
Oh, yeah. I have. And it's about that time. Unfortunately, we're going to have to stop from there. Learn more about my mansion experience. You're going to have to always you're going to have to check it out on the strangechameleonshow.com website.
All right, so be it.
So be it. Yeah.
Right. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Thank you for listening
to the Strange Chameleon Show.
Yeah. And if you ever want to get your zap on,
come on.
Have a strange night. And have strange dreams.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.